The Hall Mills murder case was tailor-made for the screaming New York City newspapers of the 20s, and they spared little money or effort to unearth every juicy morsel of sin, scandal, and violence they could find. And there was a lot to find. The well-respected rector of St. John's Episcopal Church found murdered under a crabapple tree near New Brunswick, his choir singer lover by his side. Both the Reverend Edward Hall and Mrs. Eleanor Mills had been shot, and her throat had been slit from ear to ear. Their love letters were scattered over their bodies. Even the staid New York Times couldn't resist going all out for this story, although the publisher denied any accusations of sensationalism. When the Times prints it, he said, "It's sociology." Rarely had the Times devoted such space to sociology. The minister's widow and her two brothers were tried for murder after the newspapers forced a reopening of the case in 1926, but they were acquitted. The key to the prosecution's case was the pig woman. Her name was Mrs. Jane Gibson, or was it Mrs. Jane Easton? She herself was inconsistent on the subject. She raised hogs on a farm near where the bodies were found, and the newspapers quickly labeled her the pig woman. Her testimony brought the 1926 indictments, and she was the star witness for the prosecution. She said that on the night of the murders, she mounted her mule, Jenny, to pursue a would-be corn thief. She found no thief, but she claimed to have passed Mrs. Hall and her brother, Willie Stevens, near that now-famous crabapple tree. Later, she said, she came across a small group of men and women quarreling and scuffling in the dark. She fled, she claimed, when she heard gunshots. But she later came back, looking for a moccasin lost on the first ride, and this time she saw Mrs. Hall kneeling and weeping over the minister's body. Strong testimony indeed, but, unfortunately for the prosecution, the story got better every time the pig woman told it. And Mrs. Gibson's mother, sitting in the front row at the trial, screamed out, "She's a liar, a liar, a liar!" But among those who believes the pig woman's story was basically true is John Tulin. In 1926, the Middlesex County prosecutor, now at 75, still a practicing attorney in Perth Amboy.
The first time I ever read the pig woman's statement, I said to the chief of county detectives, "Look, even if this is true, this testimony is so fantastic that people will not want to believe it." And I haven't changed my thinking in that area. However, I want you to know that the pig woman's testimony in a number of areas was checked out very, very carefully. And there were certain items that tend to indicate the woman was telling the truth.
Do you think that you know who killed Reverend Hall and Mrs. Mills yourself?
I certainly do not. I never did, and I don't know.
Do you think it will ever be found out?
I have grave doubt about it.
In our next report, Julius Bolyag tells of his involvement in the Hall Mills case, the story that has opened up a new investigation. This is Virgil Scudder.